And of course, the last part of this powerful triad, the stories. Just think about it. Like, what are the stories that you are telling yourself? What is the narrative that your brain is practicing? What are you focusing on every single day? So, extra disclaimer about this last part. Like, you're going to see it and you're going to hear me explain it. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, that's simple. But that's why it's so powerful. Don't like overlook it because it seems simple. And because it's so simple, do not fool yourself into skipping it. Okay. The other thing is this, it does involve a journal. And if your brain is saying like, oh, I've tried journaling before, or I've tried gratitude before, I promise you, you've never done it like this and you've never journaled like this. And the beautiful part is its simplicity, but it has this magical compound effect that amplifies it. Because think about it in your mind, like, what do you usually think about at the end of the day? The 50 things that went right or the one thing that went wrong? All the stuff that you did get done or the one thing on your to-do list that didn't get done? Like, these thoughts over and over again have become your self-image, and that's what we need to unwire and rewire. And if we're coming back to the plant metaphor, we cannot plant new seeds in toxic soil. And if your brain is collectively and consistently focusing on what you don't like, what you don't have, and what you aren't doing enough of, in other words, like problems, lack or not enoughness, or just like your fears or your envies or your dislikes, this becomes your self-image and self-talk. It becomes your identity. And the way one of my favorite neuroscientists describes it is the brain is like Velcro for negative experiences, but it's like Teflon for positive ones. Like, they slide right off, right? And that's because our minds fall victim to something called the negativity bias, which just means basically like we remember bad events more than we remember good ones. And the negativity bias is our brain's natural home base, especially for women like us who struggle with self-image and food and body image and shame and all of it. We're especially prone. And that's why we must start taking ownership of it. Because when we go down the rabbit hole, it's dark and it's deep. So we've got to flip that switch starting now. And you'd be surprised how quickly you can shift your state, especially if you take on what I'm sharing and what I've shared and this third part that I'm going to share. So how do we flip that switch? By deliberately changing your stories every single day. And so noticing the drama and bringing yourself back to the data is part of the solution. But the other part is giving your brain and self-image nourishing thoughts, kind of like the nutrients for your self-image, okay? And the cool thing about the process I'm gonna show you is what it does to your brain, okay? The process literally takes you out of your fear, worry, and self-criticism brain, as in it literally shuts it down because of something called reciprocal inhibition. So for example, if I flex my bicep, because of reciprocal inhibition, my tricep has to turn off and stretch. So when one is firing, the other shuts off or it's inhibited. That's reciprocal inhibition. Well, the same is true for your brain's emotional pain center. When you're in gratitude or even just awareness, that judgy part of your brain has to switch off because of reciprocal inhibition. But it can work for perfectionism and noticing your own mistakes too. So for example, if you're noticing a mistake, it's going to automatically trigger the emotional amygdala. So that's your fight or flight response. But becoming aware of your own reaction to the mistake, well, this activates the prefrontal cortex, which actually calms the fight or flight. It calms your amygdala. So in other words, it turns the fight or flight response off just by switching into awareness. And notice I didn't say moving into roses and butterflies and feel good emotions, right? Awareness is enough to shut it off. That's why the data drama goggles are so powerful. And that's why teaching your brain to switch to gratitude and self-endorsement is even more powerful, which is what I'm about to show you in the third part of your ritual. Because even if a situation is 90% what you don't want, you can still be grateful for the other 10%. Like, you can teach your brain to become aware and look for the other 10%. Okay. So just to set the tone, this is where your self-image is living right now. And I want to show you that, you know, this last part of the process is going to create and that it's going to allow you to literally train your brain to see. Okay, so currently you're focusing on what you don't like, what you don't have, and what you don't want more of. Disappointment in yourself, shame, guilt, embarrassment. You're focusing on shame about the past and you're focusing on the past. Maybe you're disappointed with your present and feeling like a victim to your circumstances or momentum or your habits, and you're just creating more of that, right? Or maybe you're fearful of the future, but also know that if nothing changes, nothing's going to change. And that creates hopelessness and powerlessness, right? That's probably what's going on, or some sort of mixture of that. Versus, we want your self-image to start looking for what you do like, what you do have, what you do want more of, and focusing on that. Where you're grateful, proud, appreciative, celebrating yourself, bragging, acknowledging, and we're going to talk about this, don't worry. Where you're grateful and proud of your past because it's brought you to where you are right now, which is very different than being ashamed of your past. Where you're grateful and proud of what's happening now because you're showing up and you're doing something about it. You're influencing it, right? and where you're grateful and proud in advance for what you're creating. It's the difference between like negatively anticipating your future, which is what you are doing, versus positively anticipating your future, and you do have a choice, okay? Because this is how you take back your power from your thoughts and your current self-image. This is how you gain confidence and self-belief. This is how you learn how to trust yourself again if you've lost trust. This is how you unwire that negativity bias that your brain has been programmed to continue. And this is how you heal your self-image and become self-endorsed. And this is how you feel worthy and amazing and receive, actually understand and receive the amazingness that you are right now. You don't have to lose weight to get there. You just are her right now. But your brain just isn't processing that right now. And that's why we have to do this. So here's how we're going to do it, okay? So the purpose of this journal, the intent that shapes the content, we're going to teach your brain to have a default of appreciation and gratitude, okay? And we're going to teach your brain to have the default of self-endorsement and self-worth, okay? So I'll explain what this all means. So remember, we're unbrainwashing you of the old and teaching your brain something new. It's washing out the old and washing in the new, right? So before we talk about the content, we want to set you up for success by creating a very specific intent, okay? So I'm going to teach you this process in just a minute, don't you worry, but I want you to identify what you want to reverse engineer from the process I'm going to teach you. So what I mean by that is like, are you lacking confidence? So you want to reverse engineer self-confidence, or maybe you're lacking self-worth. So maybe you want to create self-worth with this process. Maybe you're your own worst critic and you'd love to become your own best friend or biggest cheerleader. Or maybe you want to see yourself the way that your friend or partner sees you, or if you have a faith life, the way that God sees you. And by the way, if you do have a faith life, I definitely recommend that part, seeing yourself as God sees you. Because it's not the journaling that I want you to commit to. It's not the doing part of it that's important. It's about becoming the version of yourself that thinks this way, that sees herself this way. And the process I teach you is simply how we're going to reverse engineer that, okay? And you're going to see that this is going to have two parts. One is going to be the gratitude and thanks and appreciation side of things. And one is about, you know, bragging and celebrating yourself. But the word nerd in me wants you to know, because I used to hear the word gratitude and I was like, I don't get it. Like, what's the big deal? I get it. Be thankful. That's nice, right? And I won't go into the ins and outs of what this looks like on a brain scan, you know, but we already talked about how it'll literally change the state of your brain. And while you're in that brain state of gratitude, the other part of your brain where fear and anxiety and despair and doubt live, it cannot turn on because of reciprocal inhibition. So when we're firing and wiring gratitude in your present right now, it will change everything for you and you're going to start showing up and living in this space. But the word nerd in me wants to show you what these words actually mean. So again, you can find the word that resonates most with you. So, and then the other side of it is for the celebration, honoring yourself, like self-endorsement side of it, right? So again, just look at these words and just identify, by the way, the etymology is the word origin of a word. And so these are the actual origins of a word, right? Sing the praises of to mean celebrate, right? Honor means like to have reverence and esteem and distinction, right? So just keep that in mind and just jot down the word for celebrating yourself or honoring yourself that resonates with you.
Okay, so how you're going to use this journal. So it's like a 60-second pill that I want you to take every single day, like redirect your brain in this direction. So, or it really can start out in as little as 60 seconds, but you can do as much as you want. Like the more the merrier with this kind of stuff. But, you know, first, like we talked about, I just want you to think about what you want to reverse engineer in your self-image, like we talked about a moment ago. So is it confidence or self-worth or believing in yourself or feeling worthy? Just like come back to what we were talking about a minute ago and think about that. Next, you're basically doing like a 60-second inventory or checklist, which is kind of like your 60-second pill to swallow that will literally teach your brain to think like that and have that and receive that, okay? And so this process I'm going to share in a second, it's literally like this 6-point brain checklist, and it's going to take you about 60 seconds to do so. But like I said, we're going to teach your brain both, right? So gratitude, thanks, and appreciation, past, present, and future. And then we're going to teach your brain how to celebrate yourself or honor your wins or brag about how amazing you are doing, right? And it's literally going to be this 6-point checklist for your brain. So here's what I mean. Okay. So you're literally going to go through and you're going to jot down something you're thankful for in your past. Okay. Something you're thankful for in your present, your right now. And then thankful in advance, something like you want to be grateful for in advance. And we're going to talk through some examples in a second. And then you're going to go into wins or celebrations or reasons why you are awesome from your past. Wins, celebration, bragging on yourself, reasons why you're awesome from right now in the present. And then wins for your future. Like, what are you like celebrating in advance that you are creating? Okay. And I'm going to take you through some examples.
You're going to start at the past. you're going to work to the present, and we're going to move to the future. Okay. And so examples, right? Past, thank you diets that failed for showing me that there's something bigger that I need to heal, right? That's an example of being grateful for the past as opposed to feeling shame about it, right? It's a great way to reconcile your past. Working to the present. Thank you for this work that I get to do now. I know that not every woman gets to do it. That's an example of being grateful for the present, but you can also be grateful that you have a bed to sleep in. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the goal is changing our state in our brain and creating that reciprocal inhibition. And then moving to the future and being grateful in advance. Thank you for my food freedom. Thank you for the self-love I'm creating. Thank you for peace in my heart that's coming. All the things that you're creating in the future. And we're going to, don't worry, I'm going to take you a little bit deeper into this. And then we're going to do the same for bragging and celebrating. Start at the past, work to the present, move to the future. Okay. Now I'm going to just go deeper and more in depth so that you can really get an idea of what this means. Okay. So first, starting at the past. Okay. And we're going to go to the present and then to the future. So here's what I mean. You're going to start and you're just going to get going. Okay. There's really no wrong or right way to do it. We just want to find your way of doing it. So you can separate it if you want to, and you can do one day where you're practicing being grateful. One day you're being grateful for the past. One day you're doing present. One day you're doing future. Or I like to do like a little mixture of all three every day, but again, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Okay. So starting with the past, like I want you to just start listing all the things, like literally from childhood all the way till now, that you're grateful for. They might be things that you're actively grateful for, or it might be parts of your journey that actually have shame or remorse or regret. And the truth is, like, you wouldn't be here right now and become who you're becoming without them. And so why not be grateful for them? And so I give you permission to go be grateful for all the messed up stuff that happened to you, because it brought you to here and it brought you to right now, and it caused you to draw that line in the sand and show up to do this work. So start at the past and start being grateful for everything in your past, okay? And then work to the present. So if you woke up, if you slept in a bed, if you slept under a roof, and if you have food in your refrigerator today, you have a thousand bazillion things to be grateful for, because two-thirds of the world does not have that. And honestly, we skip over it every single day because we're mad at the scale. You know what I mean? And if you're in this program and you're getting help right now, that is something to be grateful for, because you know how many women do not have access to the help that they need. Like, heck, many women don't even have a computer to watch this on, right? So I won't tell you all the reasons above and beyond why you should be grateful. Just start living in this gratitude and start actively identifying all the things that you're grateful for right now. And I promise you, I don't care how down of a day you're having, you can find things and people and places and concepts, whatever, to be grateful for. If you're breathing and you're walking and you're alive right now and you have food on the table, you have a great place to start, okay? Then move on to the future. Now, this is the part that always feels a little bit weird at first for people, because it might seem a little bit woo-woo, but here's the truth. You've already decided to change who you're being and change how you show up in the world. And you've already decided, as in committed, and drew that line in the sand and made it non-negotiable to stop the stories where you're not enough and not good enough, and just start focusing on becoming the version of you that would feel that way, right? You've already decided that you're not going to bring your old food and body and shame struggles and self-rejection struggles into your future anymore, right? So the cool thing is, you've already decided it, right? You could let your default take over, which would be like, hey, what if it doesn't work? Or what if I don't do this? Or what if it's all just the same thing, just a different color, or whatever we're saying, right? Yeah, you could focus on that. But I invite you, what if, because you already decided that this time is different, why don't you start being grateful in advance for all the things that you are creating? Be grateful in advance for the freedom to choose. Be grateful in advance for the day that you feel like you influence food more than it controls you. Be grateful in advance for how you're going to show up in this program, that you're going to show up resourceful and wholehearted and decisive and committed and act as if that line has been drawn in the sand every single friggin' day. Okay, so move to the future and start being grateful in advance. And if there's something that really kind of like trips you up, and you have like doubt and that fear, I want you to especially make that part of your gratitude in advance every single day. So actively remind yourself of the fact that you're committed to it and that it's non-negotiable, and start practicing gratitude in advance for what is to come, okay? And there's gonna be some repetition and crossover with gratitude and self-endorsement and celebration, and that's perfectly fine. It might even be helpful, okay? Because repetition is key, right? So yeah, just let yourself be a little bit woo-woo, right? The way I look at it is, you know what? Like, I'm not alone in this world. And like, so whether you have a spiritual life or you don't, right? Like, you're not alone in this world. So the way I look at it is like, I'm going to try and partner with God and partner with the universe to help me create this abundance and this love in my life and serve and contribute and just be the version of myself that I want to be. So yeah, I am. I'm asking God and the universe to just meet me halfway, but I'm not asking God and the universe to just do it for me, right? I'm also going to meet God halfway by taking intelligent action, which is what you're doing right now, right? Right now, you're taking intelligent action. So that's what I'm asking you to do. Just take this intelligent action and let your logic brain and intellectual brain do the work as well, right? But meet God and the universe halfway and open up your heart and suspend any disbelief and just start asking God to meet you there, right? And start celebrating and being grateful in advance for what you want and start being thankful right now. Because if you're not thankful right now, I promise you, you won't be thankful when you have it. When you're in that dream body, when you're in that dream life, and if you're practicing the state, or if you're not, I should say, practicing the state of gratitude, because it's not just a one-time place or destination. If you don't teach it to your brain, you won't know how to have it and feel it when you get there. So we want to start practicing it right now.
So again, you're just going to think about what you're reverse engineering. It's like your 60-second inventory, 6-point brain checklist. You're going to, you know, go past, present, future for in the gratitude think side of things of your brain, and past, present, future for bragging, celebrating, winning. And again, it's like one thing you're thankful for in the past, one thing you're thankful for in the present, one in the future, thank you in advance, and one thing you're celebrating from the past, one from the present, and one from the future. But something else I just want to say is, you know, this is a disclaimer and a tip about baby steps, and just because I have to keep it real, because I really want you to get this, because the big thing is that you get the brain change that we're doing this for, right? And so I've been doing this with my clients for nearly a decade, and I'm telling you, this last part especially, it works like gangbusters to just unwire and rewire your brain, and it works fast. But one of the things I've noticed is that a lot of women have this big aversion or a lot of internal resistance to journaling or the concept of journaling. So if that's the case for you and the idea of journaling just gives you like a big ball of resistance, okay, I actually want you to start with like a mental journal and like a mental daily inventory that you can literally like set an alarm on your phone and just do it for 60 seconds. And then when you're ready, right? Or if you're the kind of woman who like right now, you've just always wanted to journal, but you've had trouble getting started, or you just never had the structure that resonated with you, this is your perfect opportunity to start one, okay? So if you're starting with like, I'm calling it phase one, which is the mental journal. If you're starting with phase one and committing to at first just that mental journal, let the written version be the next minimum that you connect to when you're ready, because the written version, it truly does create even deeper neural connections for numerous reasons. And yes, I would in an ideal world love for you to be actually physically journaling, but for now, we just need to get in, you know, some sort of these reps. So whatever you do, just pick one and start with one.
So that, I know it's an earful, but it's really important that you understand this. That is the last part of this daily ritual. Again, don't skip it. It's the easiest part to skip, and it might be the most challenging to you, and that's why it might be the most important one for you to really lean into, okay? It will transform your life and your brain if you allow it to, okay? So that's it. Let's recap. So the first part is getting yourself in the parasympathetic part of your brain, right? So that's the first part of this new recipe of brainwashing your brain. You're literally teaching your nervous system how to live in a relaxed place and getting rid of as much toxicity as possible and replacing it with nourishment. And so every single day, you're going to change your state in your nervous system. And I teach you how to do that through those guided audios and videos in your resource library, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. But remember, ladies, it's happening either way. So you have to start influencing this little by little, moment by moment, day by day, okay? Part two is your data versus drama goggles. And this is the recipe side of the triad. So what your brain is practicing, what thoughts are you practicing? Is it data or is it drama, right? And so I've encompassed it all in this cheat sheet. So again, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's a cheat sheet that'll just literally walk you through it, all you have to do, okay? And then part three is changing your brain with your words, okay? So literally using that journaling process that we just learned. And this is the last part of the triad, the story. So just think about like, what are you practicing? What's the narrative that you're practicing? And what are you focusing on every single day? And we want to teach your brain to focus on something new.
So again, you're literally going down and going through, and thank you past, thank you present, thank you future. Wins from the past, wins from the present, wins from my future. And again, if this idea of journaling gives you a big ball of resistance, I want you to just start with that mental journaling. And then when you're ready, or if you've always really wanted to journal but just never found a way that clicks for you, this is your perfect opportunity. Whatever you do, just pick one to start with.
In other words, all of these three things that we're doing, this ritual is your soil, right? And it's going to set you up to unwire and rewire the inside of your brain, your nervous system, and your self-image in three different ways. We're hitting it three-dimensionally. And these three things work together like this beautiful magic recipe that you can just wash, rinse, and repeat in your background. And it's really going on in the background of your life every single day. And that's what we really discovered in this video. Okay. So that is it. Go ahead and access the resource library, grab your cheat sheet, and I will see you in the next video.